was wondering if there's a way to tell how many pages you have in a file. Like, let's say I have a file that's 60.6 KB. If there's a way for me to tell how many pages, that would be, it would be like a document. Yeah, like a WordPad document or a Word document or anything like that.
If you open a document, usually you can read the status line, you know, that insert page down if you're using JAWS. A lot of times that should give you a page count.
If I understood your question when you did the email, I think you were asking if you could know it from not even being inside the file, and I'm sure the answer to that is no. Another way to know the word count or the number of pages is by hitting Alt-R-W in Word, because sometimes the status bar acts a little bit funky.
You can also get that information by going to File Properties, number of words, number of lines, number of paragraphs. It's all in there.
My computer has started talking to me while I'm doing work, and it'll say, "Sorry, I didn't get that." And I have no idea what that is. So I called my technician and he looked it up. And Windows 10 has voice input like your smart speaker has. And I have a USB microphone plugged into my computer, which I've actually never used. And apparently the computer's been listening to me the whole time, and something is tripping the voice command function.
Did you update to the most recent version of JAWS?
Yes, I did.
The most recent version of JAWS has its own set of voice commands, and you can go into, I think it's in utilities, and the first thing in there is voice assistant. And if you disable that, you'll get rid of that problem.
So there's also one other thing too, is if you really do think that this is a voice command of Cortana in that Windows, one of the things you could do is go into settings, Windows I, go into privacy, then you'll look at what's called voice command, and it's very easy to toggle that off from there.
Windows has been doing an awful lot of updates these days. The updates typically take about 2 hours, but I'm always up in the middle of the night, and I get up, and all of a sudden, my computer is dead, and I can't start JAWS, and I'm thinking, oh gosh, I crashed. So I restart the computer only to find out it was in the middle of an update and I just killed the update. So one of the suggestions I wanted to make to Microsoft is when they're sending you an update, they should build a little speech engine into the updater so that it keeps saying verbally, Windows is updating your computer, do not turn off your computer. And everybody gets to hear it whether you're blind or not, so you don't think you crashed because you can't see the screen.
When that happens, for the most part, you could invoke Narrator. That does work during the update process. That Control-Windows Enter command, and it'll say something like, updating Windows, it'll sometimes even tell you percentage. It'll say, don't turn off your computer, something like that.
If you have a particularly old computer, it may be that the announcements that you might get, because JAWS will actually, when it's updating, I've often seen JAWS let you know that it's updating. But if your computer is getting long in the tooth, sometimes it doesn't have sufficient power to have those prompts spoken. And I've seen that I have a work computer for one of my jobs that's really old. And on that computer, I can't get any feedback irrespective of what command I try to use or what screen reader I'm using.
When a new email comes in, I can hear JAWS say a new email came in and, you know, say the first line or who it's from or something. And if I go in there and I press the shut up key, you know, the control, it still keeps talking. The control doesn't seem to make it stop sometimes. So what does that mean?
The control key just stops the JAWS speech buffer. But if something changes, for instance, if there's that highlight on the screen is still there, it's going to come and start talking again. So anytime a screen is refreshed, it's going to start keep on talking. Really, if you're kind of like leaving the room and you don't want to hear JAWS babbling away, one of the things you could do is do insert space and hit the S key, which will kind of put it into like a mute mode here.
Yeah, you're talking Outlook, yes?
Yes.
Okay, if you want to turn that off, What you do is you go into the Outlook options. The shortcut key is Alt-F for the file tab, like Alt, and then F as in Frank, T as in Tom. Opens a bunch of categories. You down arrow once to the mail category, and then you tab a whole bunch of times. There are two checkboxes you need to check. One is about an envelope icon, and the other one, I forget the exact wording, is either one just in front of it or one after it. And you uncheck those two, and then you tab like, unfortunately, like a gazillion times to the OK button, and that will make that go away.
Roz,
okay, well, that makes it go away for good. So you have to do what Frank says if all you want to do is temporarily do it. I think a lot of people think it's really obnoxious, so they just get rid of it for good. Yeah.
Last month, when I was using my iPhone, I have my email account from the Outlook.com. That is, I have a Hotmail account. I got the message on the screen when I tried to open my mails. It says, your Outlook account, enter your password. Re-enter password, like that. And I thought it may be something, why should I enter again? I canceled it out. And then I find next day that I'm not able to get any email or do anything in my mails. So I go to the settings and it's try to do it. And then I activated that and enter my password in the Outlook. And then it started working. But then that happened last month, in the beginning of this month, again the same thing happened. I have to enter my password again. I really don't know, Miss. Like, I heard about Jeff that he was having problem with Microsoft. They are doing anything. I don't know why it happened again. But it was working in my computer. It was working, but not in the iPhone.
It may be that you had problems with your internet connectivity with the iPhone. I've seen that happen sometimes, because what happens usually when you turn on your mail is that it automatically goes out. It verifies you, and because it knows the password, it automatically goes out and fetches your mail. But if your connectivity is not good, that may interrupt the process.
And so I don't think there was any problem with my internet or any connectivity.
There's another scenario. Now, remember, the iPhone is always checking for email. It's something constantly on. The computer's not constantly on. So if there's an interruption in service from your email provider, it will click off the iPhone right away because it's always trying to get your email. Now, I tell you what I've seen with a lot of Microsoft accounts, Outlook.com or Hotmail accounts, is that a lot of foreign hackers try to hack them to use them as spam bots, to actually use them to send out spam. So Microsoft sees that activity, and it kind of temporarily shuts down the account just long enough where the hacker moves on to something else. It may shut down your account for an hour or so, and the iPhone sees it's not working, so the iPhone says that you need to go re-enter your password, that type of thing. But then it starts working again. I'm starting to see that more and more, unfortunately.
Does anybody use the phone option, the call-out option for Zoom? We're going to be enabling that option because for work, we have some people who are not able to call in and do all the ID entry that's necessary. They just can't do it quickly enough. So there is a Zoom phone option. And I don't know how accessible it is because we haven't had it enabled yet. Has anybody ever used it?
I've used it, I think, once or twice. What I can tell you is that it's accessible enough in the sense that, you can call, hear the call, speak. You can mute yourself and unmute yourself, but you're not going to have the options for, like raising your hand or, like letting somebody know without interrupting them.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to be able to get people on who can't get themselves on.
I've been the recipient of it. We tested it at work a couple of times, but I've never actually tried to be the one who does it. I'm pretty sure it's accessible from what I've been told, but I didn't do it myself, so I can't say absolutely. Don't you have to pay extra for that, though?
For on Zoom, yes.
The phone out, yeah.
Yes, you do. It's $50 a month. It's my understanding that it's $50 a month, irrespective of how many calls you make.
The first question is for anybody that's using JAWS 2021, and is using the Gmail interface, has anybody else been able to duplicate the issue where if you try to activate the send button when you're replying to a message, JAWS will not do it. Well, if you're just doing like Gmail on the web and you're using and you're trying to reply to an email and you tab over to the send button, you press space bar and nothing happens.
Are you using it in basic mode or standard mode?
I hate standard mode, so I use basic. So I'm not having this problem with JAWS 2020. I contacted Vispero and they said they can't replicate it.
The only time that happens to me, although I don't have the latest version of JAWS, is when I forget to put the computer on PC mode. Like if I do it and it's on virtual PC, then perhaps it's not hitting the button. So usually I put the computer on PC mode, I get off the virtual cursor, and I read, you know, like the button with my insert 8 key or whatever, that, and I'm able to send mail. I have no problems.
Are you using basic mode, Marta, or standard?
No, I'm using basic.
But this didn't start happening until JAWS 2021. It was working in 2020, and it's working in NVDA.
Assuming you're using it with Chrome, maybe try switching your browser to Firefox, see if you've got something different.
So, Kelsey, why not do this? Why not set up, if you've got a Gmail account, why not set up Gmail with whatever email program you're using?
I think I'm going to have to because it's...
When they said that, Vispero said they couldn't duplicate it, did you send them an email or were you on the phone live?
I sent them an email.
I'll tell you something. That's kind of like a tertiary type of thing. Primary is being on the phone live. Then the secondary is kind of like contacting them directly by leaving them a message on voicemail, and then the email is a tertiary. When it's happening, pick up the phone, call them right there, and get a tech support person right on the phone, because they may even remote into your computer and actually see it happening here.
When this happens, have you tried hitting the enter key instead of the space bar?
Yeah, that doesn't do it either. Okay. And I even went so far as to try the old JAWS cursor trick.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that too.
That doesn't do it either. It's like,
it sounds like it's not highlighting the button.
When you're on that send button, do like JAWS key plus tab and see what it says. See what it actually thinks it's focused on.
You also could maximize the screen.
How about also doing a screen refresh? The one that's,
Insert escape.
Insert escape, yeah.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, Kelsey, that I was unable to duplicate that issue that you had with JAWS 2021. I went into Google Chrome, very reluctantly switched to basic mode in Gmail, and I composed a message with the cursor on, and I composed another one with the cursor off, and the send button worked perfectly fine. So it's evidently a more localized issue with you, because I definitely
wasn't able to... For anybody that has the new SE, what do you guys think of it? Because I've considered getting one, but I've heard not so good things about it.
I don't have it, but I have heard that the biggest problem with it is that the battery life is very poor. Because it has such a small form factor, they have optimized that form factor by making, by using a less robust, smaller battery. That's the big complaint that I've heard about it.
I went from the iPhone 11 Pro to the SE 2 2020 or whatever you want to call it, because I still just prefer having the physical home button and the Touch ID. It's worked well, but yeah, I definitely have to charge it at least 2 or 3 times a day. Amy's right about the battery life. But yeah, otherwise it works well. And it's kind of like an upgraded iPhone 8 or SE or,
And if you get a battery case for it, you can run the phone for the whole day with a battery
case.
Really? Yep, with a battery case and still.
Do they even make them for that phone?
You can use the iPhone 7 battery case from Apple, but there are also third-party vendors that make battery cases for it. Yep.
One other advantage, frankly, $400 versus at least $800 or $1,000.
I have some computers that I have on local accounts rather than signing into Microsoft. And they seem to regularly be asking me to continue finishing setup on Windows. And are we going to a situation where every Windows 10 computer is going to require being signed into a Microsoft account?
No. I mean, I usually get that after there's an update, and there's usually a button in there that says not now.
Remind me later.
Yeah, and you do that enough, it just goes away. Yeah, they haven't pushed us that far yet.
I was just wondering if maybe in the future I was wondering if that was what was going on.
They would like to do that because they like to track usage to get data, analytics and that stuff, but you don't really have to.
I have a JAWS question, and I was looking for this a little while ago, and I couldn't remember the command. I want to pull down that additional keys, the list of the 49 symbols that are not on a keyboard. And I know it's JAWS keys something, where you find the cent sign and the umlaut.
It's on a number row. I want to say it's JAWS key and 4. Does that sound possible?
The number
is
four. Yeah, the number is 4. Okay.
I'm considering getting a new phone. So I would be able to use this old iPhone SE. If I wanted to download Bard books and iBooks and whatever, yep. I could, if I connected to the Wi-Fi, I can still download stuff on it.
I don't know anything that you cannot do with it except for calling. You are confined to having Wi-Fi. So that's all. Other than that, you should be able to do all that kind of stuff. For listening to Bard books or for radio stations or stuff like that, it's perfectly fine. Mm-hmm.